Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational here. I want to greet you in the blessed name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, the only and true continent, the one who all nations will bow their knee to, and all believers will be rewarded with the eternal life. And so we just want to exalt his name this morning for his goodness, for his mercy into us, and excuse me, as we have breath this morning to to do the will of God. I just want to give you a few thoughts this morning on the resurrection. Just maybe a handful of encouragements. We live in a world that is very fast-paced, and it is a continually changing and drama and negativity and sinful. And there's a need that we think on things that are true and lovely and good report, as it says in the Bible. And I do, and talking to quite a few individuals here and there, and wherever we go, and sometimes it's good to have some unique thoughts that are not normally thought about, and the resurrection is a really good subject that a lot of people don't think of in their daily life. And you know, the alongside of that, there's another thought that Christianity is the only religion, if you call it that, where God pursues man. Instead of man trying to somehow please God by appeasing his wrath, God seeks men and women and then reveals himself to them, and then they fall in love with this truth. These truths that he presents to them, and they change their lives, and they believe on him, and they worship his name, and walk in his ways, and they have a resurrected king. And today we, excuse me, we have a opportunity to walk like he's resurrected, like he's no longer in the grave. And just think of the great glory there as the body of the Lord Jesus was laid in that tomb. And there was a mourning happening. And there were people who were perplexed and uncertain and not sure. And they were gathered together, and they were maybe not gathered together completely, but a few of them were talking on the way to the grave there, the Mary and Martha, and trying to figure out who was going to roll that stone away. And somehow they just figured out they'll get it done some way. And sometimes we have to do that. We see something in our path that might resist our strengths, and we don't know what to do, and yet you know that something needs to be done, so you continue, and you just say, well, somehow we'll get this done. Somebody will be there, or we'll ask for help there, or, you know, that was kind of the feeling they had, I think, and sure enough, they arrived at the tomb, and the stone was no longer there in the way. It was rolled away. And they had took a gaze into that tomb, and the Lord Jesus' body was missing. But here lay the grave clothes in a napkin that was wrapped around his head, neatly wrapped in a pile. And I imagine they thought, whatever is going on? And they turned around and saw the gardener and said, where have you taken him? Where have you taken my Lord? Here was not even the gardener, it was Christ himself. And he revealed himself to them. And they realized that it was him, and they knelt down to worship before him, and he disappeared out of sight. And they were astounded and ran to John and the other disciples, told him he's risen. Can you imagine the excitement going on? He's not dead. And you know the story. I'm just hopefully refreshing your hearts. He's refreshed. He's taken a hold of death and conquered it. He's a riot. He is a rose. And so may in your heart today, remember what he had done, how he did it, by what power. And that same power that rose Jesus up from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. If you shall live in him and believe in him, you too shall rise with the resurrection power. May you look forward to that great day, and may you live like it today while you go about your duties, treating your family with heartfelt love, and be a servant for his kingdom, for his sake. In Jesus' name, I want to just leave that with you, and may you be blessed.